We're going to begin by taking one deep breath together, breathing in through the nose and out through the mouth. And breathe in. Hold. And breathe out. And now allow to come up in your mind anything that's upset you recently. Allow the incident to just come to the forefront of your mind without the intention of doing anything about it. We're not going to release it at this point or try to neutralize it or forgive the person or even forgive ourselves for having gotten angry. We'll just call it forth and acknowledge that it's there. And now we're going to do something that's sometimes called the ocean breath, or in yoga, ujjayi breathing. And to do this, you simply constrict your throat as if you were about to fog up a mirror or some glass with your breath. But you keep your mouth closed and you breathe through your nose, and you'll just notice that this deepens your breath a little bit and makes it a bit more richer and vibrates fuller in your body, and to hear it as ocean waves coming in and out. Now allow your breathing to return to normal, just breathing slow through your nose without holding your throat in any way. Begin to visualize yourself walking beside a cool stream in the springtime. The leaves are green in the trees. Flowers are popping up and birds are singing, butterfly flies past. You look up and the sky is blue. Soft white clouds drift past. How long has it been since you've looked up at the sky and just watched the clouds float by? You walk along the stream. Listening to the ripples of the water. Listening to the birds. The breeze in the grass. And as you walk along the stream, communing with nature, ask yourself, what is it about this that feels good? Is it a feeling of peace? A feeling of coming home to yourself? Do you feel bigger and more expanded here? More connected to who you really are? As these feelings come up, breathe in the calm. Breathe in the love you feel for the birds, the water, the fresh air. Notice how natural these feelings are within you. As these feelings grow and reconnect with you, imagine that they are broadcasting from you, like a radio signal, as if you were an antenna sending these out. You might see them as rings of color. You might see them as blue for peace and white for love, or whatever colors feel right for you, drifting out and going all the way out to the stars. Begin to remember that the outer world is a reflection of your inner world. Whatever is happening inside of you will show up in the world and return to you. This is the power and the beauty of our own thoughts and feelings. We can always choose to focus upon new things that make us feel good and have good things come back to us. And those upsetting things that clamor for our attention and beg us to take them in and bring us to that level so that we can just keep it going, we know that those things are not worth our time or our energy, as the infinite, beautiful, radiant beings we are, our powerful energy is at its best when it's focused on things that make us feel good. And so we let go of what made us angry and hurt and upset. Not because the other person was right, but because we are worthy of feeling good and of using our inner power, our thoughts, our energy to think things that radiate out and bring more joy, more love, more happiness back to us. And then we radiate that joy back out, uplifting ourselves and the world. Now imagine that you are still by that stream and you walk down to it. And you peer down at this peaceful, soothing river that just feels so uplifting, refreshing, rejuvenating, also powerful, coming from an unseen source and flowing on to unknown places that connect it to everywhere in the world. As you look down at this river, you see that a fish passes by, and another, and you know that the river is more powerful than the fish. And the fish is just something that's passing through. Your life stream, your essence, is like this river. Sometimes things pass through it, such as anger, resentment, guilt, jealousy. But like the fish, they always pass on and they are never bigger than the stream. It is only an illusion of when we focus in on it and see only the fish that we feel it's bigger than who we are. We can never stop the stream from being a part of us because we are the stream. We can never stop our love and our joy because we are love and we are joy. Just enjoy watching this stream pass by now and remembering who you are and what feels good to you. What do you want to feel? Think of something now that you deeply love, a pet, a friend. And what is it that brings you a feeling of calm? A few deep breaths in a quiet space. Looking out the window at the leaves moving gently in the breeze. Now once again, we're going to imagine ourselves as antennas radiating these feelings, but do it exactly from where you are. See them flowing out of you into the room or the space you're in, and imagine how far you can see them going throughout the world, solar system, the galaxy, many galaxies, all the way out into the universe, these feelings of love and calm and peace and joy. And now everything in the universe is working in your favor. As we sit in this space of calm and love, let's give ourselves permission to release any judgments we have of ourselves for having felt anger, fear, or for having felt we put our attention on the wrong thing. Let's just give ourselves space to be human, to learn, to grow. Let's take one more deep breath together, in through the nose and out through the mouth. Breathe in. Hold. And breathe out. Thank you for taking this time to meditate with me and to acknowledge where you are and allow yourself to just be with it and to remember that you are worthy of feeling good all the time. For more meditations, please visit melissa-field.com.